Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Ryan Marcourt, owner of Wild Rose Pastures.
So, Ryan, thanks for taking some time this afternoon to talk with us a little bit. And I understand you're going to be speaking at a farminar. If you could explain a little bit about what a farminar is and what you'll be talking about.
Yeah, I had a farminar last night on brokering, and that was with Nick Wallace. And it was pretty good. It was a little light in attendance, but I mean, it's the brokering. It's kind of more an advanced beginning farmer topic. But the farminars are available on the Practical Farmers website. They're live the night that they're on, and then they're available to watch later. So if you're at home, you can go to the Practical Farmer website, and then there's a link on there to take you to Farminar, and you can go look through the catalog of Farminars that they've done in the past and watch through them. And so what they'll have is we'll give a presentation. We'll have online, and we'll have other people, like maybe an expert in the field. So I just did a presentation on brokering products, because it was something we just started experimenting with a little bit. So brokering other products from other farms, and we had a more experienced farmer, Nick Wallace, on talking about brokering products with his far more mature business. And so, I mean, that's just one of the topics that we were discussing. Some of them are far more interesting than brokering. But
well, explain a little bit. When you speak about brokering, we're talking about selling goods, of course.
Yeah, no, we're talking about we got in a situation where we had a lot of trouble with the weather, where we lost a lot of turkeys last season, and we didn't want to give up our market position. I mean, just we have so many suppliers that we supply and so many families that come to us for turkeys that we weren't going to be able to kind of fill even near what we needed. And so we found a farm that raised birds very similar to us, and we approached them about buying their birds, and we bought their birds and then resold them. And so brokering is just the buying and reselling of products like that.
So just making steps to sort of integrate this local farm community and be able to satisfy demand when perhaps weather doesn't cooperate, things like that.
Well, part of it too is from a standpoint of local producers. Some producers are far more comfortable with the marketing aspect of their business. For instance, with our farming operation, I'd say marketing is about a third of our time. But for instance, like Nick mentioned, that who was also on the Farminar, mentioned that he spent 90% of his time doing the on the marketing side of his business, and only 10% on the production side. And so some farmers, I mean, there's a lot of time to be spent on the marketing end if you're going to try to get the higher dollar for your products in terms of doing your own marketing and selling products back with the customers. And so some farmers don't have the time or the experience to go after that.
Sure. So this is just a bit of a new field and a way of expanding business a little bit.
Yeah. It's basically, it allows us to work with somebody else who has the product that we don't have. For instance, we're really looking at working with a farmer that does grass-finished cattle. We don't have, our land base is about 55 acres, and for those of your listeners who know, our CSR, corn suitability rating on our land, is 35, which is appalling, is bad. So our soils are terrible, and I just am really questioning whether or not I can finish enough cattle out to really meet the demand that I think I have out there for it. And so it's something that I think I can do. I think I can raise my own sheep, but I just don't think I have enough land base and the quality of land necessary to really finish cattle out on grass. And so that's something we would definitely consider brokering.
Okay. So when you talk about expanding a little bit in your business and working with other local producers, if you could talk a little bit about sort of the overall climate for this industry, I guess you could call it, this sort of subset of the agriculture industry in the area.
Well, it's something that you can't really... The demand is huge, and
sure,
and the offerings are scant. For the general demand. I mean, sure, there are some things like if you have a seasonal product like strawberries and they're already all at the same time, and you know, it might be hard. You might need some storage facility, something for canning or stuff like that, which is, those kind of facilities aren't around. But generally, from a general sense, you really, the sky's kind of the limits right now, and you could really, as far as you want to take yourself, you can go in this business.
And how far do you want to go?
Well, like for instance, I'm pretty candid with our sales. We had $20,000 in sales last year in poultry, and our objective is for poultry to be probably around a $30,000 a year part of the business, but the rest of the business to get up to be doing about $75,000 to $80,000 a year in sales. And so that's our objective. And that at that level, we feel like we can derive an income of about $25,000 to $30,000 personal income, which is something you can live on. Yeah,
sure. Especially in a relatively self-sustaining operation out here.
Well, relatively.
Relatively. You've got a few sections of the grocery store right in your backyard, so that kind of helps.
Well, yeah, we have the laying hens out front. We got lamb out in the dry lot still, and then we got cattle out in the pasture. And eventually, we'll have the broilers will be here, and then we'll have turkeys. So we don't buy a lot of meat. That's for sure.
I can see that. If there is, and this might be kind of a hard question to answer, but is there one sort of big overarching thing, a silver bullet, I guess, for lack of a better term, of something that would really help to expand this industry and expand your operation here?
Oh, silver bullets are hard to come by.
They certainly are. Maybe a couple of them.
A couple of them. Well, I think one thing you really see is a lot of it is just there's since this is still rather new industry, there's still a lot of coordination that needs to go on, and things like the brokering maybe, but it's not every farmer is able to do is able to raise everything, and so if a group of farmers get together and they can offer a wider suite of products. Nick and I were talking about it, and like when I sell in Ames and Pella, I do better than when I sell in Des Moines generally, because in Des Moines there's a wider suite of offerings. Like, and so me coming in there to sell just poultry doesn't get a lot of, it's harder for people to go out of their way to take the time to come and pick up poultry when if I was selling poultry, beef, hogs, and I had all that product ready to go when customers ordered, then I think I would be more competitive and I would do better. And so those are the types of things you need to think of. I mean, the production is just one aspect of the business. I mean, marketing and how you move product and how you handle it. Like, for instance, our freezer capacity, we're always pushing the upper limits of our capacity there, how we transit things. You know, we're not big enough to afford, like, a Thermo King transporter or right. something awesome like that. Yeah. So, you know, it's how do you climb that ladder of building a business? And there aren't a lot of, you know, good templates out there to follow.
Kind of blazing your own trail a little bit.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're always cutting the hard path.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I have to assume, I've been here not that long myself, but I have to assume a lot of support from local area, from the Pella area?
Well, we found it, when we first moved here, it was a little hard to kind of get our feet underneath us there, but I think the business has done a lot better here in the last year, especially in the Pella area. And so it's just a matter of getting to know people and meeting people. Especially in that community, it's really a word of mouth and face-to-face marketing there. Right. And that's how you do it.
Anything else you'd like to share with folks about what's going on in your world?
Well, we're getting ready to build a new chicken building here this spring and hopefully get better brooders and dedicated brooders. We just put in internal fencing. So, you know, this is a big project. We bought a farm that had cattle on it 25 years ago and hadn't had anything on it since. So, I mean, it takes a lot of effort, a lot of time, and quite a bit of money to bring it back from where it can go. Yeah.
All right. Well, Ryan, thanks so much for taking some time today.
Yeah, Appreciate it.
And that was our guest, Ryan Markord, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under the radio audio media player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.